Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
אזרחי ישראל, אנחנו מציינים...
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking moments after the ceasefire in Gaza took effect. This phase of the deal, brokered by President Trump, calls on Hamas to release all hostages within 24 hours. The president suggested his work should make him the Nobel Peace Prize recipient, but that decision was made earlier in the week. And today, the Norwegian Nobel Committee announced this year's winner, Venezuelan opposition politician Maria Corina Machado.
Despite serious threats against her life, she has remained in the country, a choice that has inspired millions.
That's Committee Chair Jürgen Vatna Freidnis. New York's Attorney General Letitia James called criminal charges against her baseless. Bank fraud and false statement charges filed by President Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney in Virginia's Eastern District. No end in sight to the government shutdown as the Senate leaves. This is ABC News. A federal judge ordered the man charged with starting the deadly Southern California Palisades fire to remain in jail. ABC's Josh Haskell says he is in Florida, and we're learning more about his background.
29-year-old Palisades fire arson suspect Jonathan Rinderknecht telling a Florida courtroom he can't find his passport but would like to move to Bali. More disturbing details surfacing, including recent events involving the suspect's family, who he had been living with. On September 19th, less than a month ago, the suspect's family called 911 claiming Rinderknecht said he would burn the house down.
Sister Jean, who gained international fame in 2018 as the chaplain for the Loyola Ramblers college basketball team when she was 98, has died at 106. The university made the announcement weeks after saying that Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt would be retiring from her role as chaplain of the Chicago school. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A new park in Ishwaubenon honors a lifelong Brown County resident and his decades of community service. Local officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week to celebrate the grand opening of the Jerome Van Sistine Park, just off Oneida Street near Sammy's Pizza. After 25 years as a construction foreman, Van Sistine's family members say it was his involvement in a local zoning issue that kick-started a long political career. Van Sistine served as Ishwaubenon Town Supervisor, then Brown County Supervisor, before representing the 30th District in the State Senate for 16 years, then returning to Ishwaubenon as a trustee. Jerry Van Sistine died in 2015 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. He was 88 years old. Well, around here, we all know why Northeast Wisconsin's pretty cool. But now we're getting props from the rest of the state, too. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest are companies from right here in our area. They are, in no particular order, Carbless, zero-carb, no-sugar canned cocktail produced in Plymouth, Sargento, Natural American Sliced Cheese produced in Plymouth as well, Cruisers Yachts 38 VTR line of powerboats produced in Oconto, and 1,000 Island Airboats, Search and Rescue 1,000 Island Airboat produced in Marion. Put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, officials say the annual contest is a fun way to shine a spotlight on our state's $73 billion manufacturing industry. The contest started last month with nearly 150 nominees that were then whittled down to the top eight, half of those being right here in Northeast Wisconsin. The winner will be announced October 23rd. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Cubs and the crew at 2-2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It happened again. First inning, the Brewers' Freddy Peralta on the mound. Bottom of the first, two men on, the Cubs' Ian Happ at the plate on TBS.
Happ with a drive. Right field, way back there, gone! Ian Happ takes Freddy Peralta deep for the second time in the series, and the Cubs lead 3-0.
The Cubs went on to win last night 6-0 to force a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy.
Going into a winner-take-all Game 5, how do you guys get that momentum back on your side?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't force. Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. Hopefully, the tables were turned when we get into game five at our place.
NBA, the Bucks with another preseason win, 117-111 over the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Friday.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Could be through the ages, trying. Singers playing, now we cheer for more.
have music you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
The Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. I've always been fascinated by the line in that song, "It wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night." And that's true, except that it begs the question, best girl? How many girls do you have? And who's the least girl? This is the way my mind works. I apologize in advance. Stick around, everybody from... oh, geez, Stevie Wonder to, oh, I'll have some Jan and Dean a little later on this morning. It's all ahead. We'll be talking Packers. We'll be talking Brewers. And Connie Feldman will be here with the WGBW News. Well, again, here on 97.9 WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Valley Plating in Green Bay salutes the men and women of our military and our veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Keep our troops in your thoughts and prayers until these trying times are over. They're fighting hard to defend our great country and keep freedom alive worldwide. From Valley Plating in Green Bay, call 920-496-9150, where Paul and the staff salute our troops, veterans, and their families now and all year long. May God bless America.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout and kick my heels up and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say to know. I said, I want you to know right now. Yeah, you've been good to me, baby. Better than I've been to myself. Hey, hey. And if you ever leave me, I don't want nobody else. Hey, hey. I said, I want you to know. Hey, I said, I want you to know right now.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, sitting at 53 degrees right now. 6:17 and a half. That half is important to somebody who's got to be somewhere by 6:18.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Well, the Brewers didn't do so well last night. The series is now even after jumping out to a two-game lead in the series, best of five. That means they only had to win three. Now, both teams have won two. Either team could win the third. And we're playing back in Milwaukee tomorrow. And the schedule, let me double-check the schedule here. The schedule says that the game tomorrow is going to be at 7:08 for the first pitch, our time. So, go Brew Crew. Something happening in a couple of weeks. American Idol star Tristan McIntosh appearing at the Meyer Theater in the Linda Ronstadt Experience. And tickets are available now. And also, listen for your chance to win tickets. We'll probably start those in the next few days here on 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you. I'll steal my daddy's cue and make a living out of playing fool. I'll find myself a rock and roll band that needs a helping hand. Oh, Maggie, I wished I'd never seen your face. You made a first-class fool out of me, but I'm as blind as a fool can be. You stole my heart, but I love you anyway.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If rural roads are on your route, keep alert. It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more tractors and farm equipment on the roads. Along with keeping an eye out for slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. Remind your local government officials that now's the time to apply for AROIP. That's the Agricultural Roads Improvement Plan. The application period opened this week. There's $150 million in grant funds for the program in the state budget, so help our local farmers out. Let your voice be heard to help them get better roads and give them space on those roads as they work to get the food they produce to our tables. And speaking of that food, cranberry season is underway in Wisconsin. While the crop's smaller, the state still leads the nation in production. Growers are expecting about 5.3 million barrels this year. That's down from last year's 6 million. Grant Holly, who leads the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, says research is now focused on helping cranberry plants handle rising temperatures and humidity. He says a warmer climate could invite more pests north, but so far crops are holding steady and Wisconsin isn't giving up its cranberry crown anytime soon. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
An information vacuum may be one of the biggest challenges that Wisconsin farmers face with the government shutdown. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Jenny Wackershauser, who is a dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, says without the necessary data from USDA, markets are left wondering what's going on, what's being sold, what volumes are we producing. And she said dairy producers need that data for some of the insurance products that they're going to be leaning on.
We start to get a lack of information that includes our monthly milk production report, which will be here in about a week here for dairy producers. So not only does that give us a look at what did September do as far as milk production, number of cows in the herd, it also is a trigger for producers who utilize the Dairy Revenue Protection Program through the crop insurance part of that program is we need to have that milk production data to do the final report.
Jenny Wackershauser, she's a dairy analyst with the EverAg crew out of Platteville. She said the last time this happened was 2018, and she said at that time when the markets didn't have USDA data, they traded sideways for the duration.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
We're off to a lower start on a Friday morning in overnight trade. December corn's down a half at 417. November soybeans are down a nickel, 1016. July wheat, that's down a half, 547. Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday at 174. 40-pound block cheese did gain 2 1/4 at 176, but AA butter was down 4 3/4 cents to 160 1/4 per pound. November, class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 4 right now at 1660 a hundredweight, with the December contract down 9 at 1665. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Friday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
An isolated thunderstorm possible this morning, then mostly cloudy into the afternoon, but we will gradually clear out by later today. Our high right around 65, a little breezy here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I'm miles ago. I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Well, look at this. The king of rock and roll, Elvis, followed by his son-in-law. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Jackson 5, of course, there's a Michael Jackson in there somewhere. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me. Appreciate it. Friday night lights tonight. This rain that we're getting should be all cleared out. Maybe the worst you're going to get is a still wet field from this. But the rain that's coming down now in most of the WGBW listening area is going to be gone within, I'm thinking, now this is unprofessional opinion, about an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. And then we'll have the rest of the day to dry off the field. Checking the lotteries, well, you know, let's put it this way. If I'm not here Monday, you know I won. The Powerball, worth $244 for tomorrow night's drawing. And then next Tuesday, Mega Millions, that's worth over half a billion, just FYI. And if you're thinking, yeah, I'll take a chance with that, good luck to you.
It's time to race your pets for charity. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. Here to tell you about the first annual Paws for a Cause Canicross and Trail Run Walk for Charity on Saturday, October 11th in Denmark, Wisconsin. Canicross is like dog sledding, but without the sled. You are connected to your furry companion as you're running the trails. But solo runners and walkers can join the trails too to help raise fund for this year's charity of choice, the Crisis Cafe, which benefits all of Brown County. Check it out. Head to wgbw.fm and click events.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Farmers Market on Washington Street, set to go tomorrow, 7 to noon.
Look over yonder, The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
And you're listening to my friend Dan Marcus.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you teach me how to dance real slow. Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing by. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before. But the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye.